Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Praises, oh, sing it. we've come to a very important part of this service. What is going to happen is that we are going to hear scripture being read, the word of God being preached. But most importantly, we ought to hear the voice of God. Because in scripture, many times God will say that if thou would hearken unto my voice, it is not enough to hear the scriptures. It's not enough to hear the preaching. In the middle of, or in the midst of all of that, you should hear the voice of God. I'm happy to announce that the person who is going to preach is someone who is anointed by God to do just that. Ladies, I'm happy you are standing on your feet. Because not everybody is anointed to speak the words of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my greatest privilege and pleasure to announce that coming up to this international stage is the bishop, the convener of the Makane Church International, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Put your hands together, let's invite him to the stage.
I am paralyzed. We don't cope on with your door. Yes, you do. Me, you know, I'm in trouble. And come in the edge of my cabin. I'm my eye. And until we babble, who anyone say, waiting, mommy. Name of my mama, yes, yes, sir. Send your strong assassin, tem worry, no. Sarah, the way you me, from soon in a red. And yano maka shimo chai fini kikebi enimo. No na, ama me dimim, wajane ni mitime bono seda. Achira man sign, na makanya ni wusori to me no. Ayama me, ama wando beni, so yesu wima me. Waskia mi boni nina.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's good to see you in church today.
Yay!
It's good to see that we are ready for Good Friday miracle service. It's good to see that God has blessed us to see another year to experience Good Friday miracle service. Wow. Clap your hands. And what a blessing it is for us to be a part of such a family. Such a family. And we want to thank God that today also marks our coming together and a change in service. So it's a brand new day. And I want to welcome all the Shine members. Yeah. I also want to welcome all the redemption members.
Yay! Energy! Energy! Yay! Yay!
This energy. This service will not be the same again.
Yay!
Whatever victories you have had,
Professor,
in your life, expect to have 10,000 times more.
Amen.
One shall put to flight 1,000, and two shall scatter 10,000.
Professor.
10,000. I want you to clap your hands. I mean, it's so exciting.
Hey.
So as we've come together like this, every seat in this cathedral is going to be filled.
Amen. Oh, yes.
When we were young, we used to watch Captain Planet. And they'll say, with our powers combined.
Hey.
Yes. So, any boy worrying you that you have not been able to say no to,
Come on.
That we are together,
hey,
you'll be able to say no to that boy.
Amen.
Go away with your money. Go away with your false slangs. Look, go away with your laugher, your locally acquired foreign accent.
Hey.
Everybody address an evil spirit and say, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Say again, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Fear of you. But it's good that we are together again.
Oh.
What a family.
What a family.
And you watch it. Gifts that you never had.
You'll
see the gifts beginning to sprout.
Amen.
Abilities you never had.
Oh.
So there is something, there's just something nice that happens when the brethren come together in unity.
Nice.
Something is just nice. You know? So today, I feel excited that demons are fleeing.
Amen.
Devils are bowing.
Amen.
God's will is being done.
Amen.
You are breaking out.
Amen.
You are breaking through.
Amen.
You are seeing better outcomes for your life.
Amen.
And those who laughed at you.
Yeah.
Abba.
Mama,
mama, zata da baba. Anda posata ba. They'll be surprised. They will either laugh with you or you will laugh at them.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
You may please be seated. Because I'm going to ask you to stand up in 2 minutes so that you can lift your hands and ask the Lord to speak to you. Because really, it's not the pastor who speaks. It's the Lord who speaks. So sometimes you'll be surprised that between the pastor's lips and your ear, the word can change. The pastor will say one thing. And that is what demons also do. Recently, somebody said something to me that I had said when I was preaching. And I sent a reply to the person. What you are saying is the opposite. An evil spirit was interpreting the scriptures to you. I said, what you are saying, I've said it about 10,000 times. And this is the reason why I say it. So it can't be, what you are saying can never be the truth. Yeah. So as we are here, there are demons also. that are changing the word for you to hear, because see, you need to hear something that will drive you out of the church.
Yeah.
It's important. Because you're sitting in church, my dear, this, as you're sitting here, it is not a good thing at all for your enemies. It's not a good thing at all. Anything they will do to clear you from church, they will do it. Including changing the words coming from the pastor's mouth so that you hear something different. Yeah, he does it to everybody. He does it to everybody. So it's very important that you allow yourself to flow with the Spirit of God. Because he is the one who matters. And he can also change my words for you to hear what you ought to hear. Because some of you in your lives, the nonsense is too much. The nonsense is too much. Have you not seen that? I've not even started preaching. You are falling asleep. The nonsense is too much. So it's a beautiful blessing that we are here. And our first service is now called Arise Service. And the second service is called Shine. So arise and shine. Yes. So that during the week, your light will burst forth. And the 22 things we prayed about on Saturday will come to pass in your life. Receive your shining.
I receive it.
Receive your light.
I receive it.
Receive your blessings.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So be seated. I've been preaching from this book. I'm sorry. I've been doing it in redemption. So the same. So they are used to the book. Okay. So then we are all at home. And thus, everybody stand to your feet and lift your two hands. When you sit down, those two boys will keep standing. Lift your hands and say, Lord, open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open my ears.
Open my ears.
Open my heart.
Open my heart.
Open my spirit.
Open my spirit.
Open my soul.
Open my soul.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You can clap. That one you are allowed to clap. If you are listening to me online, are there some people online listening to me? They are online. People are online listening to me. I'm telling you, if you are online, I see a bright light from your left side flashing through your body and appearing on the right. And when it passes through your body, you'll be like a prism. You will break the light up into different colors. God is making you, as you are online, he's making you into someone who converts things into more powerful, more expensive. In other words, he's making you a factory.
Amen.
Everybody online listening to me, God is making you a productive person.
Amen.
You produce colorful things,
Amen.
Beautiful things, new things,
Amen.
And nice things. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there is a habit we are dealing with. And for the few minutes I have, I want to talk again today about the habit. It's a habit that if you don't have it, you are finished. You can't do well. Your enemy will have power over you. But if that habit is in place, whatever the devil has planned against you backfires, because that habit becomes a wall that bounces off. wicked intentions and maledictions. That habit is called seeing and hearing. That is, everyone listening to me, like the habit of brushing your teeth. Some of you must poo-poo every morning, no matter whether you drank water the previous day. And somehow, something comes out. Constant. Somehow. Opoman. Leave anyone who wants to sleep. But if they don't sleep, then who is that? Anybody who wants to get up and go, leave them to go. Because Satan has to destroy somebody. So who should he destroy? Me or you? But he has to destroy somebody. There must be work to do. So if you allow yourself, it means that you are allowing him to destroy you. Yes. So don't prevent somebody who wants to be destroyed by the devil from being destroyed. Allow them. In any case, you are here because God chose you. Those who shouldn't be here are not here. I'm talking about a habit. Just like your poo-pooing in the morning. What are some of the habits? Brushing your teeth. Bathing, really? But some don't bath. It's not a habit for them. So bathing is a habit. What else? Breakfast. Some of you, even if we are fasting, you must have breakfast and start your fast at 11 a.m. Now, in the same way, you must have a habit of listening to messages. It's not for pastors. It's not for pastors. It's not for reverends. You must have a habit of watching preaching videos, church services. I mean, your phone. You should be able to take your phone and within 4 seconds, like if I take my phone right now, within 4 seconds, there should be a message.
Beareth witness of me. Are you there?
Yes.
Then verse 19 says, then said they unto him, where is thy father?
Such a voice.
And Jesus answered, You don't know me. You don't know me, nor my father.
He's preaching.
This other guy said, I know this. You don't know me. You don't know me. You know nothing. Say, you don't know me. You don't know my father. If you have known me, you would have known my father as well.
Anybody who doesn't have this on your phone, you are lost. Within easy reach. 4 seconds. Say 4 seconds. Not that you are going to find some internet on some bundle or whatever. It's on the phone. Offline you are soaking. You don't have it on your phone? Then hear my message today. Today's title is Seeing and Hearing is the Father's Business. The Father's business is the business of seeing and hearing. Say the Father's business. Now, it is in your interest to be interested in the Father's business. Let's read the Bible. Luke chapter 2, verse 46. Let me just give you a little story. This is Jesus when he was a little child. Say, a little boy. His parents had traveled from Nazareth to Jerusalem to have to a convention, Easter convention. He was 12 years old. God bless the person who is behind there. Very good. He was 12 years old. So they went to Jerusalem. Jello. They went to where? Jerusalem. So they went to have the convention and then they went back to where they came from. It's like after church, you are also going back to where you came from. But the Bible says in verse 46, no, not verse 46. Let me see verse 44. Yes. So on their way, as they were going, I don't know what type of parents he had, but they traveled for one day before they got to know that their son was not with them. I don't know what type of parenting. Maybe they were new parents. And so the parenting weren't good at the time. So they have been on the road for one day. Are you listening? So after one day, they realize, where is our son? So they look for him among their kinsfolk, that is family members, and acquaintance, that is friends. So they went, because it was a lot of people, like a pilgrimage, plenty. So they went through looking for their sister, their cousins. Oh, do you have my son? They said, no. So they looked, and they didn't find him. 45. So when they found him not, they turned back again to go where? Jello. Where they were having the convention. Because it was there that they left. And after one day of traveling, discovered that they didn't have their son with them. Yo. So it came to pass that they looked for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors. Can I have the New King James? Because I'm ending the message now. After 3 days, are you in the church or I should stop preaching? After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, the teachers. Now, both listening to them and asking them questions. And let's see what else he was doing. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Okay, so verse 48. So when they, so who are the they? Were you an English teacher? Okay. When they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, give me the King James again. Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Is it difficult English? So let's go back to the New King James, because there are students here, the English students, as I'm ending. Son, Why have you done this to us?
Why?
What have you done? Your father has a table and chair to finish for Pilate. Because of you in Nazareth, because of you, he has to return to Jello. Why have you done this? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. It's the King James that I like. It said, verse 48. Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. I want to tell you, anybody here looking for something, how to find what you are looking for? If you are looking for something, some of you are not looking, you found anything you are looking for. You found your money, your job, husband, wife, children. You've got everything. But those of you looking for something, I'm showing you how to find what you are looking for. Should I show you? I should stop. You find what you are looking for by looking for it, sorrowing. Anything that you are looking for, that you don't sorrow. You don't look for it sorrowing. You'll never find it. It's very important. Because some of you are looking for things, but you are too happy. You see, you don't look for things with happiness. Why? Why? Why is it not good? Why should you look for things sorrowing so that you can find? The answer is given by this same Jesus when he grew up in Matthew 5. He said, "Blessed are those who mourn." Now, they shall be comforted. So, mourning, sorrowing, is an important blessing for your life. To mourn, it's very important. You have to be happy that you have a job. You have to be happy that you have a pastor. You have to be happy that you have a car. You have to be happy that you have a beloved, but there should be mourning in your life. Now, who are those who what has to happen for a person to mourn? Who normally mourns? Can anybody help me? That choir, you're wearing black already. You look like you are mourning. Who normally mourns? Who has what? Lost what? A loved one. Like what? Your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your child. Yes. So it seems that you don't know why people mourn. You don't mourn when you lose your mother. You don't mourn when you lose your child. I've never met anybody who is mourning because he has lost his child. Nobody mourns when they lose their husband. I've not seen one before. What I know is that you mourn when you become aware that you have lost your mother. Wow.
I said that you mourn when you become aware. You see, one day we woke up on Sunday morning and BBC broke a piece of news that some Islamic, is it Taliban, Islamic fighters had invaded a place in Pakistan and killed everybody there Sunday morning in Ghana here. I was eating bread and Tom Brown. That's about 12 years ago or so. Bread and Tom Brown. Bread and what? When I saw that, I said, oh, this news is boring. Then I switched because I wasn't hurry up and go to church. And I went to watch something more interesting. By the time the church service ended, I was mourning. Do you know why? Because that attack in Pakistan, one of our pastors was among them. He was in the UN, working with some military something in the UN, and had been deployed to Pakistan. A pastor in Lighthouse. By afternoon, the whole of the UD was quiet. Because we had become aware. You see, when you are looking for something, the sense of loss must be on your mind. You must be constantly aware that I am 28 and I don't have a beloved. It must be on your mind. It will let you read your Bible. It will let you pray. It will let you brush your teeth. I'm preaching. Because you can know that you don't have a beloved, but after 3 days, it's not on your mind. You see, sorrowing happens when you are aware of your loss. Some of you don't have spirituality, but you are not looking for it because you are not mourning. You are not aware that you lost something. They said, son, what have you done? We have sought you sorrowing. Today, I pray that you will be sad about a situation in your life. It will trigger energy to change your ways. Energy to behave well. Energy to seek well. Yes, that's why we are not allowed to look for souls with joy. Nobody should do outreach with happiness. You should do outreaches with deep pain. He that goeth about bearing seeds, precious seeds, in tears, you find souls. That's why Bacenta members can come to church, pay money for a bus, and have half of the members on the bus. They actually pay for an empty bus because they are not sorrowing. That we are leaving souls. If someone is delaying and you don't even bring them on the way, put people on the bus. Today, First Love is having Soul in Sunday. They are bringing 1,000 buses. You cannot get 1,000 buses if the people are not sorrowing. Somebody's status, he said, I am very tired, but my target is what is haunting me. My target is haunting me. The reason why there's nothing happening in your life is that you are not sorrowing. When you sorrow, you will be a Bacenta leader. I had a meeting with some people yesterday. Not one of them was in a bar center. And I saw, it explained to me how their lives are just backward. Today, may you be aware of something you have lost. Son, your father and I have sought thee sorrowing. I'm ending now. I'm ending. Verse 49. And he said to them, who is the he? Oh, who is the he?
Jesus.
And who is the them? Parents. He said to them, how is it that ye sought me? New King James. West is confusing somebody. You may think it's Westso. Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Oh, I like the way you are clapping. It means I can end the service. Oh, clap again. So, what therefore is the father's business? You see, it's important that we do this comprehension. Do you know comprehension? Did you do it in school? Yeah, because, so, if like, WASI or BC, they bring this up, and the, one of the questions is, what is, explain the father's business? Yes, an examiner asked, explain. So, according to this story, according to this passage, according to this passage, what is the father's business? Who can help me to find the father? Because you see, no, let's look. Oh, as you stop preaching, should I preach? Sir, should I preach or I should stop? I should preach. Now, why it is important that we do this exercise before we close is that if you know what the father's business is, it will be important for you to also make it your business. Because you cannot work with somebody whose business is not your business. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Amos chapter 3. Can two work together except they be agreed? That is why some of you are not able to work with God. Because his business is not your business. You can't work with God. Pastors can't work with God. Bishops can't work with God. Christians can't work with God. Instrumentalists can't work with God. Because to work with somebody that I'm working with him. If you see this gentleman and I as friends for 3 years, it means that we agree. So you don't need to know me. If you know him, you know me. You cannot walk with God when his business. So today, it's a very special day. Today, we have to know what the father's business is. Once we know that, we should forget about everything and concentrate. How many of you want to walk with God? How many of you are struggling to walk with God? Yes. Clap your hands again. I'm happy to find honest believers. Did you see their hands? Yes. How many of you are struggling to walk with God? Online, type in the comment bar, I've been struggling to walk with God. Online, type. It's not easy. Online, type. It's not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Online, type. It's not. Write in your notes. It's not easy. Write down. It's not easy to work with God. It's challenging. Write it down.
It's not easy.
Today is the day. Today, I will explain to you why you are backsliding. Like, as I'm preaching now, you are closing your eyes. You are falling asleep. Why? Why? Is it because it's away? Are you away? Uh-huh. Is it because he's away? No. There's an away girl whose eyes are open. There's an away man whose eyes are open. There's an away queen mother. She's awake. So he's sleeping, not because he's away. So why is he sleeping? Don't you want to know why? No, sir. In your instance, a senior Christian, have you not met people who are struggling to work with God? Sorry. A lot. A lot. In this service, the people who are older than me, they could not be more than 15 or 10. I'm older than over 98% of you. I'm very old, but it's the looks. I'm very old. Now, are you aware that I'm a grandfather? I'm a grandfather. I'm a grandpa. A grandpa can be 42. 42, you are a father. Yes. I'm preaching. In spite of my age, that I am older than you, upstairs, I'm older than all of you. But you behave like tired old men and tired old women. I like the way you are nodding your head. I'm saying you are getting the point. Eh? I like this guy. It's going down, baby. It's going down, baby. I like this guy. What's your name? Enoch. Enoch. And Enoch walked with God. This is a man. Enoch walked with God. So he understands what I'm saying. The Enoch's anointing is on him. Makatuzaba. Why is it that at my age I have more energy to serve God than you? Why am I stronger in the things of God? And you are 25. This is my fourth service this weekend. This is my fourth service. Fourth. After church, I have a fifth and a sixth. 4 o'clock and 6 p.m. This is my fourth. And some of the services, one of them is 4 hours. One is 3 hours. The last one I just came from is 2.5 hours. Preaching. Already, I must have done about 20 minutes of preaching. So far. 20 minutes. So, I'm explaining that. How is it that an old man like me, I am strong, but you are weak? Why? The answer is that I am agreeing with God. You see, my walk with God has more agreement in it than your walk with God. Because I am doing my father's business. And you are not doing the father's business. So you see that when we put Acrobator
video, you wake up. Akrobeto. You wake up right now. Do you know Akrobeto? What? Who knows him? Who knows tomorrow? Who knows tomorrow? You see how they are all awake? Akrobeto. If I bring up Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne's video. How many of you know Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne. Aha. Aha. You come up because you agree with Lil Wayne's business. But when it comes to God, you are tired. Why? Why do people get tired when it comes to God? Because they are not walking with him in agreement. Now, today, I'm going to lead you to walk with God well. Thank you. This service is an exciting service.
We love it.
Now, but for me to lead you, we both need to know what the Father's business is. Because so far, you are not doing it. That's why you are tired. So, what was Jesus doing that he called the Father's business? Was he preaching? If he was preaching, then the Father's business is preaching. So that if you preach, you agree with him. Are we there? If winning souls is a Father's business, then you and I ought to win souls. Do we agree? So that your walk with God will be good. So let's go to the comprehension, to the passage. What was he doing that he called? Did you do comprehension ever in your school? So you can help us. So let's start. Was he praying? Was he fasting? He was planting a church. What was he doing that he called the Father's business? And you have to ask yourself, am I doing this business? So verse 46, let's start again. New King James. So the English, you say, oh, I've brought some hard essay comprehension with old English. I'm bringing English that you can understand. So let's do comprehension. Is there? So it was about after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. Next, and all who heard him were astonished. Then verse 48, so when they saw him, they were amazed. Can anybody tell us what the Father's business is? Did anybody see preaching in this? So, from the comprehension passage, what is the Father's business? Who can raise the hand and answer? Which student? Yes, girl. What's your name? Hosanna. Hosanna. Your name is Hosanna. Come. Today is Hosanna Sunday. Clap for Hosanna. Today, all of us are examiners. Give Hosanna the microphone. Hosie, what is the Father's business according to the passage? Hosie,
he was preaching.
Hello, hello. Take your time. Say it well. No, don't say it. We all. Is she right? Is she wrong? Say it. No, bring. Okay, you don't know how to preach, so put it here.
According to the passage, he was preaching.
Good. That's all. Correct. Or wrong? Correct. How many want to say it's correct? Wrong. According to the passage. Was he preaching?
No.
So according to the passage, preaching is not the Father's business. Stand there. Hosey. No, today is the word of God, Bible. What I am doing now is that I am preaching. It is called the work of God. It is different from the Father's business. Is preaching bad?
No.
I'm feeling something. Who else will tell us what the Father's business is? I want a 20-year-old. Yes, this boy. Yes, come. You mention your name. Where you are calling from? Your name?
Jesus. Your name is Jesus.
Hey. Hello? Your name is what?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus what?
Akwesi Entry.
Jesus Akwesi Entry. Where were you born?
September.
Where? Where? Ghana?
Yes.
Where in Ghana?
Baba Yara.
Baba Yara. Yes. Kumasi. And your name is Jesus Akwesi Entry. Mintibida. Jesus Brawai. Hosanna. Hosanna. It's the Jesus. Bonsema Jesus. Online. Clap for Jesus. Now. Sound. So microphone him, Jesus. Jesus. What is the Father's business?
According to the Bible.
According to the passage.
According to the passage, Jesus was teaching the word of God.
True or correct? Wrong or right?
Wrong.
Jesus painting. Yes. Come. No, not you. The one at the back. Come. Okay, no, you. Come. Your friend was saying?
Nutifafa.
Nutifafa. Yes. Yes. I feel power in the name. Nutifaf.
According to the passage, Jesus was listening and asking questions.
Can I find some Fanta or Coca-Cola or something? Who has got 20 Ghana, 10 Ghana, 20 Ghana? Yes. Five. That's okay, 10. Ah, look, look, get it. 20 Ghana. I'm adding 10 Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, the Father's business is not building bus centers. The Father's business is not planting churches. The Father's business is not evangelism. Magudabaka. Is evangelism bad?
No.
Is evangelism bad? You see, today I'm explaining. You see, like, how many of you have heard the saying that you don't build a house on the land? You build it in your pocket. So when you see someone building a house, like that house there that they have not plastered, it has risen very fast. That house, fast. It's one of the fastest projects. I preach here every Sunday. So the owner of that house, so when you see somebody building that way, he has already built the house in his pocket. When you see somebody preaching, he has already done the Father's business.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned. Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
When you see somebody preaching with energy, building a church, having services. I said, this service is my fourth service. Fourth. Not this week. From Saturday morning. Fourth. The Father's business is what you do so that you can do the Father's work. When you find a pastor who was pastoring churches last 10 years and has now retired, know that that pastor has retired not because he's not well. Because we are all not well. We are all not well. When you see a pastor who has retired, it's not because his child is sick. We have preached in this church when our children were about to die in intensive care. Should I stop preaching? When you see somebody retiring, has no energy, it's not building a bus center, it's not pastoring a church, it's not following up people. When you see a church member who is not winning souls, today I'm informing you that you are looking at somebody who is not doing the Father's business. You see, because to preach the way I'm doing, you see how I'm standing. The Father's business is not done standing. That anybody who doesn't sit down cannot stand. That's why there are bacenta leaders who can't stand to teach. Because Jesus was sitting in the midst of teachers. Hey. Anybody who doesn't surround him, can you sit down? I want to preach and close. If you don't sit down and surround yourself with teachers, do you know why he was asking questions? He was asking questions because when you ask a question, it makes a person say more. So he was not satisfied with what he was hearing. So he was asking questions so that more things could be said. A deeper interest. He was hearing and hearing again. Are we therefore not surprised that this is the man who, as soon as he began the ministry, was raising the dead, healing the sick? When he preached, they said, "We have never heard it like this before." Why? My dear friend, winning souls is not the Father's business. Sitting down to listen to messages, surrounding yourself with teachers, is what Ezekiel 2:2 says, "And the Spirit entered me when he spake to me and set me on my feet." So when you see somebody standing on his feet like I'm doing, preaching, a spirit has entered him. And how does a spirit enter a person? A spirit enters you when somebody speaks to you. So when you are sitting here as a Christian and you don't listen to messages, you are not involved in the Father's business. God's business is the business of sitting down. When you sit down and you listen to messages, nobody will tell you to get up and go and plant a church. When you sit down and you soak messages, nobody will tell you to get up and go and win a soul. A spirit enters you. That is why God, God's first concern is not what you are supposed to do, but what you are supposed to do before you do what you are supposed to do. In Matthew 28, he sent the disciples, "Go out and preach." When they got up to preach, he said, "Sit down." Nobody is allowed to stand up when you have not sat down first. Sit down. Sit down. But you are the one telling us that we should go and preach. Sit down. Till you be endued with power from on high. Listen. The reason why you can't even stay awake when a pastor is preaching is that you are not doing the Father's business. If you have done the Father's business of listening to his word from teachers, and the people who listen to teachers are not people who have finished solving their problems. Actually, it is when you have problems that you must actually surround yourself with teachers. Isaiah chapter 30, King James, verse 20. "And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction," these are life's problems, "yet shall not thy teachers be removed." into a corner anymore. No problem in your life should let you separate yourself from messages and teachers and pastors who talk to you. No problem. Affliction has no power. Adversity has no power. Because to know what to do when you are broke, like a pretty girl like you, whether you are married or you are not married, it doesn't matter to me. Money can let you fall into the hands of a man. You, I mean. That's why it is actually when you are eating the bread of what? Adversity. And the water you drink is afflictions. Can I have New Living Translation? Verse 20. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink. Some of you, when you suffer, you cut your pastor off. Yes. As when you have problems, you stop coming to church. Am I preaching? Okay, then. Let's end the message. No, no. They don't want me to preach. When you are having marital issues, your child is dying, you are losing your business. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, He will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. This morning, as you have seen me, it is God speaking to you. He's the only one who will show you the way out of the financial issues, out of the marital, your child, your health, your that. Because the next verse, 21, your own ears will hear Him. Can I have the King James again? Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. That is why Jesus said, the Father's business is sitting down. When was the last time you sat down? You sat down to write exams. You sat down to listen to nonsense on Facebook. You sat down to study for your math test, your accounts, your accounts. When was the last time you surrounded yourself with teachers? New Living Translation is here. Amplified is here. Derek Prince is preaching. Bishop Dagwood Mills is bringing it this way. And you don't even know which Bible. When was the last time? No wonder you are going to marry a man because his voice is deep. One girl was asked, what type of man? I was standing in Legon. I remember I was standing in Legon, around Fort Foundation area there. And three girls came to me, two girls and a girl I knew personally. And they said, this girl you know, we asked her what type of man she wants to marry. And she said, the man she wants to marry is a man with 5'5". One girl was doing Miss Malaika or Miss Ghana. Ghana here. She was asked, what is your what is your ideal man? He said, my sign of an ideal man is a man with hair on his chest. And you are not different. When we put your life under a microscope and assess your choices, you don't seem to know which way to turn. Some of you, when you live here, even as you are here, you are checking on the team you put your bet on. When that betting company themselves have warned on at the bottom of their advert that this thing is addictive and can destroy your life. Because you will not give yourself to listening to Kenneth Hagin, Bishop Dagwood Mills, Bishop Oyedepo, Derek Prince. You are rather listening to journalists insulting presidents, insulting chiefs. It's like there's no sentence without an insult in it. That's what you join 15K people. No wonder your life cannot be distinguished from 15,000 people. You are a pastor. What should a pastor do? Come. Come, Rosa Belchester. This is a pastor. What should a pastor do? What is a pastor's work? What do you do in this church?
I'm a regional head. I have a region I take care of. I preach to them. I teach them the word. I pray for them.
That's why her ministry is a useless ministry. Because she's not doing a father's business. And you can tell. When you take graphs of constituencies and percentages, attendance level, you can see that this person is doing the father's business. This one is not. This one is. These four are not. You can just look at the graph. See, a pastor says her work is to build percentages, preach at what? Crusades. Percentage meeting. Regional headquarters, yes. Preach. She's a pastor of a regional headquarters. Until she changes this language to say that my work is to listen to messages enough for it to put me on my feet to go and witness, you'll be there. A pastor, what I am doing, it's not the father's business. That is why bishops and pastors like me, who major on what I'm doing now, after a few years, they backslide. No bishop should major on this. What I'm doing, nobody should make it the major. You know, like if you're at university, you are majoring in this. Yes. This thing I'm doing is a side, anything. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Anything you do that people see is of very little value. Anything like you, when it's offering time, you come. It's useless. This is not. If you are in the church, you are in the kingdom of God doing this. We will see you in 2 years' time. And you are hearing her. Take your Bible. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. And let's end. Don't go. Stand here. Yes. I didn't appoint you to build regions. I will show you today what I appointed you to do. That if you do, you'll be at the top of your mates. When you meet a Christian who likes dancing and doesn't like preaching, it means the person is not doing the father's business. But I like a dancing star who is a bacenta shepherd. it shows me that the person has done something. He says, till I come, give attendance or pay attention to reading. This is a pastor. Whoa. Paul is talking to Timothy. Teach. It's not a there are letters he wrote to churches. And the church has all sorts of people. This one is to Titus. This one is to Timothy. Yes. That's different from his letter to the Thessalonians or his letter to the Philippians. This is a letter to a pastor. Till I come, I'm your father. I'm going to come soon to be with you. But till I come, pay attention to reading, to exhortation. That is, spend a lot of time listening to people exhorting you to teachings, so that you yourself can exhort. Even if to exhortation means that he himself should exhort. See the order. You read before you exhort. No one who has not sat down to read has no right to stand up to exhort. I said, no one who has not sat down to read has no right to stand up to give doctrines. Till I come, pay attention to reading, exhorting, and to doctrine. Next verse. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. This is the reason. This is how you know. People who have neglected singing gifts, instrument gifts, playing of instruments. They were in the church before. They have neglected their pastoral gifts. They are now retirees who are now doing some type of something they are calling ministry. Anybody you know who was doing something powerful some time ago and is no more doing it has neglected the gift. And the reason why people neglect the gift is because they don't pay attention to reading, to teaching, and to doctrines. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Verse 15. And this is the last point. Meditate upon these things. What are the things you must think about? How to win souls? How to build churches? The builders of churches are people who pay attention to reading, to listening, to watching, and to soaking in. A builder, a real church builder, his main work. There are many times we hear, prophet has traveled 2 weeks, he's somewhere, and there's no crusade. We are not seeing him online, that he's preaching in Australia, but he has traveled. A man who loves his church so much that he preaches for 4 hours nonstop on a Sunday morning. Where has he gone to? Because if you don't hide to do anything, your greatness in public will never be seen by anybody. Ministry is not by shouting. Ministry is not by dressing. Ministry is by a power that comes when you hear a word, when you surround yourself with teachers. Think on these things. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. To what? Church planting? Church building? Oh, the healing ministry. Oh, miracles and signs and wonders. Mass evangelism and crusade. No. No. Give thyself wholly to them. These things and the things. Let me tell you. Ministry is just these three things. Reading, teachings, and doctrines. Anybody who gets that one right will be a powerful pastor, evangelist, prophet, healer, miracle worker, singer, instrumentalist. When you find an usher who readily wears a Bob Marley t-shirt on Swollen Sunday, International Sunday, You are seeing somebody who has neglected the three things. Ask your neighbor, are you aware of the three things? These are the three things. The three most important things. Listen to my dear friend. I pray that the enemy looking for you, you see, as you sit here, can I tell you something before I end? Oh, it's time. Oh, it's time. Let's rise off it. Let's rise. Let's welcome a grace closer. Can I tell you something? There are powers that want to remove you from any good thing you are doing. And there are also powers available to put you deeper into what you are doing. Don't yield yourself to the powers that want to remove you from the church. If you want to stay in the church, if you want to stay in the ministry, if you want to keep going till you are 90, pay attention to this thing. You sit on the toilet and you are doing Instagram. No wonder your life is Instagram life. Most of the things you see on Instagram are lies. 87.6% are lies. A guy, a social media influencer, and his brother were arrested some time ago. And now they have been put on house arrest. Yesterday, I saw in the news, all the media, BBC, CNN, they've gone to the guy's house. And a reporter from Al Jazeera was saying that, this is their house. As we're looking, we don't see the things they have been posting as their cars. And she said, obviously, this is another life. What is real is what is on the screen. What is a lie is what is on your Instagram page. Give your life to that. The Father's business is sitting down, surrounding yourself with teachers. Next week, Sunday, God willing, the title of the message I'm preaching is Listening Twice. Change your life online. Change your life. Something is coming for you. The only power that can break its power is what you have read and seen and read. Read your Bible. Read books. Your enemy is not happy that you are here. I prayed for somebody yesterday. I poured oil on the person's back. And the Lord was telling me, this boy's background is not a good background. It's today. But we are here. That boy will be in church and die in church. But if you joke, you know where you are sitting? Somebody was sitting there before. This particular chair. I can mention the name of somebody who sat here. And it's no more sitting here. Never again. This chair. It's amazing I'm standing here. That particular chair. So of all the places I could stand, that's why I was standing to talk. Be very careful. Somebody wants to remove you. There's an uncle, there's somebody in the room, there's a power, there's a background, there's some generational curse that is not happy. Sam, that you are in church. Don't hand over your destiny to them. They are wicked. They are very wicked. They won't spare you if they get you. They will disgrace you till you have removed your clothes and you are walking in the streets. They are wicked. Don't give in. And your only protection It's not dressing to match the color. The color in the t-shirt is to match him, and the earring. It's not it. Pastor, your work is not building regions. Go and sit down. Look at Christ. Sitting. Both listening and asking questions so that he could listen more. Till I come, put it up. 1 Timothy 4:13. New Living Translation. Focus. Focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers and teaching them. Nobody is allowed to speak to God's people who has not sat down to listen and to read. It's my prayer. You know, 40 years ago, not 39 years ago, I'll be 40 years next year, 1984, I gave my life to Christ. This is the life I have lived. As I think about it, I've been deeply interested in messages. Deeply interested. I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't a shepherd. I was a church member. Because what delivers the spirit? Most of you here are spiritless. Because a spirit doesn't enter you by just sitting in church. A spirit enters you when a word enters you. The word, John 6:63. The words I speak, the words are spirits and they are life. So when you don't give your life to listening to teachings, you are spiritless. Any evil gets you. Some of you sitting here, somebody will just wave money at you and get you. I mean, as a pastor of this church, can you imagine the money I have access to? If I was 1 millionth of a thief, I'd be wearing a different watch. That's why God has given me the ministry, has given me. Some of you, even your own tithe, you can't pay. And you know the name given to a person who doesn't pay tithes? It's a thief. Yes. So, God will never give you a job. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, if you don't pay your tithe, put it up, Malachi 3. You have robbed me. You have robbed me. How? Tithes and offerings. Let's suspend offerings for now. Later. Tithes, you don't pay tithes, you are a thief. But you are a child of God. So he loves you. And so because he loves you, he will never give you a job that will let you see money. Because if you steal and you are jailed, his heart will break. So he will protect you by making you poor for the rest of your life. You will never be put in a place of responsibility where you can decide what to do with money. In our church, Lighthouse, the systems in place, you have no idea. But in spite of the systems, if I want to steal money, I can steal money here. Easy and easy. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Rather, my money is in the church. That's why I'm here. Give me 100 Ghana cedis. I'll pay tithes right now. Right now. The next thing is tithes. In fact, I tend to even give more just in case I've forgotten something. You see why you can't get a job? You only get a job that makes you scrap people's compounds. You will never be taken inside because you are a thief. And God is protecting you from jail. You don't pay tithes. I take it again. Anybody who doesn't pay tithes will never get any important business. If somebody is investing in your business, they will only invest 200 Ghana cedis. But somebody from Miami, Florida will bring you $150,000 investment. No. Nobody will give money to a thief like you. But if you hear, I said today, the message is the Father's business. Here, listen, read. Jesus said, did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? And Nutifafa, is it Nutifafa? Yes. What was your answer?
He was listening and asking questions.
You too. Where's my phone? I was playing the message. You too. One day, I traveled with Bishop. And I woke up early morning. And I saw he was sitting somewhere and listening to a message. I could hear the message from where I was. But one thing that caught my attention was that every few minutes he would pause and look into the Bible and was typing something that he would continue. And then I see that he has paused. I was watching him. What it will take? It will take what he did to get there. The same thing. God is no respecter of persons. If he sat down, look, he sat down and took Billy Graham's messages. He was talking about it in the camp. That's why I can say it in public. He transcribed the messages himself. One, have you done it before? That's why he can go to Cameroon and you can't go to Tema. He went to Cameroon because he's doing the Father's business of what? Say it again. Of what?
Listening and asking questions.
He listens to the message, then he processes it and he asks the questions. Does this apply to me? What area of my life can I change by this message? As I'm going home, what can I do about this? So you don't need to sit in front of a bearded Pharisee to ask questions. Alone in your room, you can also ask questions. May we find you soon in a room, both listening, sitting down, and asking questions. That is the Father's business. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet.
Oh. Wow.
Lift your two hands and pray for yourself.
Oh,
you are a pastor. I know the pastor. Pray. Christian brother, pray.
Praise to hear.
Nobody is allowed to stand. Who has not first of all sat down? Lift your hand high. Pray. Even if you are in problems, you are eating the bread of adversity, drinking the water of affliction, even if you must never remove your teachers to a corner. Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray. Le mama mama kavalaba shendeleve. Le prakato impelebe. Le vade mashakataba impelevo sheveleme. Le kaba that you hear makaba. Le kava sonima. Le vede kato impreke fesonima. Chadavalabra bandi. It means that no problem in life should have power to stop you from listening to your teachers. No problem in your life should have the power to stop you, to cut you off from your pastors. Only Satan will let you cut yourself of your pastor. Lift your hands and pray.
Levanima, 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 levese kalaba.
Pray.
Grace to hear, grace to listen. Manama,
pray for yourself that you be a soaker of messages.
A soaker of messages. Leba imprekedoshe, levada basandima, levede beke shanima, preveke sonima, prevanima, zilipakata.
Now, every eye closed, every head bowed. God is inviting someone to the Father's business. But nobody can come to Him except He Himself draws you. That's why today, if you are here and you want to receive Jesus as your personal Savior, wherever you are, 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 I'm going to pray for you right now. I want to say, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. Pastor, my life. I want to change my life. I want Jesus to come into my life. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody close your eyes. Stand right. Year-old girls, they can't even stand, and a 50-year-old man at the back is standing. Why? Because they are not into the Father's business. They are filled with evil spirits. But if you are here today and you want to be set free, you want Jesus to come into your life,
oh yes,
lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Yes, lift it high. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Yes, today is your day. Finally, today is your day. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Today, lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me. Come. I want to pray with you here. Come. Come. I want to pray with you. Come. Come. I'm waiting for you. Yes. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Come.
Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my day.
Clap for them. Jesus. Lift your hands, everyone. Those in front, lift your two hands. I'm praying. Say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I'm a sinner.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Change my life.
Change my life.
I declare today.
I declare today
that I'm your child.
That I'm your child.
Oh Father.
Oh Father.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare
that I need you.
I need you
to wash my sins.
To wash my sins.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
Please cleanse me.
Please cleanse.
Please wash me.
Please wash.
Please make me new.
Please make me new.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
I'll follow you.
I'll follow you.
I'll serve you.
I'll serve you.
I will live for you.
I will live for you.
I'll do your will.
I'll do your will.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for them. Keep clapping your hands. Congratulations. This prayer is only the beginning. Have you done SHS? University? Are you in the university? You are in the university. Which year? 200. I don't think you need to continue the university. I feel that when you enter the university and you do matriculation, it's enough. Or it's not enough?
I'm in IPMC.
When you entered and you registered, you shouldn't have continued. Or you should continue. I don't get you. You entered the school and you registered as a student. Is it not enough? Sorry. Oh, you've now started. So you need to continue. So these ones have no business going back. They've just started. Did you hear them? What did they say?
We just started.
I should see you here next week. You must be in the bus center meeting. Next 5 years. I've been here for 40 years. Oh, 40 years. How old are you? When I even became a reverend, you were not born. You are just tall for nothing. Honey, don't stop. Don't go back. Don't go to that girl. There's a girl worrying you. What's your name? Thomas. Yes. Tom. There's a girl who texts you, hi, T. Hi, T. And you respond. Hi, babe. Drop that girl and concentrate on Jesus. You should be preaching. I am not joking. You, your problem. It's not smoking. Do you smoke? Do you drink? It's one girl since you went to first year. Around that time, she won't allow you. If she is disturbing you, bring her to me. I'll manage her for you. You are the leader of this group. Come here. This group. So call them. Call them. Take them to the pastors. Call them to the pastors. Take them. Let's welcome Bishop Kobe. Take your communion now.
Lift up your bread. Lift up your bread. Lift up your bread. Listen, what you eat determines your appetite.
Oh, yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? What you eat, what you are used to eating, it determines your appetite. Mm. It determines the taste you have. Yeah. Today, as you eat the body of Christ, may you acquire the appetite for the things of God.
Amen.
Yeah. What you are eating is the body of Christ. In John 1:1, the Bible calls him the Word. As you eat the Word, may you acquire the taste for the Word.
Amen.
May you acquire the taste for the Word.
Amen.
Yeah. The reason why you like Banku is because you were fed it. You ate it. That's why you have the taste for it. This morning, as you eat the body of Christ, may you acquire the taste for the Word of God.
Amen.
May you not be able to eat in the morning without seeing some verses.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Yeah. When you are happy, may you look for verses.
Amen.
When you are sad, may you look for verses.
Amen.
When you are broke, may you look for verses.
Amen.
When you have just got a contract, may you look for verses.
Amen.
May you surround yourself with verses. 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 Lift it up. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus.
Say, as I eat it,
as I eat it,
I receive an appetite for the Word of God.
For the Word of God.
The body of Jesus Christ. Eat it.
When I see the blood, oh, when I see you, I will pass over you.
Mm-hmm. And now the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, I've told you before, the blood that runs in you determines your genes. And those genes, they determine what you do. Today, you are drinking the blood of Christ.
Amen.
May whatever was in Christ that made him sit with teachers,
Jesus,
asking them questions, may that thing enter your life in
Amen.
Jesus' name. As you drink the blood of Christ, may the appetite Christ had for the Word, may you also carry that appetite.
Amen.
Lift it up. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the blood of Jesus.
Say, as
Christ.
I drink it.
As I drink it.
The appetite for the Word.
The appetite for the
appetite for the Scriptures.
The appetite for the Scriptures.
That was in Christ.
That was in Christ.
May it also be in me.
May it also be in me.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus
drink
Christ.
It. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Everybody lift up your hands, please. You are receiving an appetite for the Word of God.
Amen.
An appetite for the Word of God.
Amen.
Some of you pastors, you'll be experts in particular versions of the Bible. Particular versions of the Bible. Particular versions of the Bible.
Oh, yes.
Particular versions of the Bible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You'll be experts. One day I went online, somebody was teaching Hebrew alphabets. Because he says that it helps to understand the Scriptures. May you become deep in the Scriptures.
Amen.
When you sit with Scriptures, may it turn into hours, hours,
Amen.
Hours, hours.
Amen.
I see somebody, since I started the community, I've been seeing somebody in your study from the morning. And you don't even realize that the day is passing.
Hey.
By the time you lift your head and you step out, it's past 12. And, you were surrounded with Bibles and your iPad. And you were looking at commentaries and versions of the Word. Receive an appetite for the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. May you become a teacher of the Word.
Amen.
Through your listening.
Oh, yes.
May you become a carrier of the anointing.
Amen.
Through your listening.
Amen.
Yes. May you be one who exhorts the brethren through your listening.
Yes.
Through your listening. And now, I speak to sickness in your life.
Jesus.
Because this body and the blood was given to us so that a man may eat it and not die. And today, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke everything that pushes you towards death in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I rebuke every sickness,
Jesus.
Every condition. I override diagnosis,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I speak to the organs in your body and I command them to be restored to their original state.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I speak to nerves, muscles, joints, and I command them to be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak to pain. I rebuke pain in your
Jesus,
body in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, be healed.
Yes.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
And Father, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Mackinac Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.